Without underplaying things at all, like, I mean, you have had, from what I understand, a pretty rough time over the last few years. How did it take, do you mind me asking?
Probably about a month.
That's not that long, considering some people, I guess.
No, but it would have been a lot quicker if I hadn't been unwell.
I know a girl called Johnny. She's a bullet, she's a villainess.
One of the reasons that the record took a while to do was because I had to find, just for my own sort of, dare I say it, artistic sort of fulfillment, I had to find things to write about that weren't just the way that I normally write. And, you know, I normally sort of write some kind of very subjective account of what's been happening in my life and stuff. But, you know, there's a couple of songs on this record that are about a much more global sort of thing, and the sort of almost pre-apocalyptic feel of the times, and you know, sort of couched in sort of almost sort of, I don't know, biblical imagery or whatever.
Are you Stalin's secret daughter? Did you murder history? Your twin pals, genocide and slaughter, were born in Calvary.
Well, the title track, Pop Crimes,
mm-hmm.
and Golden Age of Bloodshed, you know, sort of very, very much about the times that we live in, as opposed to as Maria, which is just like a time frame snapshot of a very particular event in my life. And then you have something fairly frivolous like Wayward Man, which is you know, just a sort of wry tale of disappointment.
Maybe I just heard it in a different frame of mind, but I actually heard a tiny sense of optimism in the album. Do you think that's there or not really?
It's hard for me to say what comes across and stuff, but I mean, where there's humour, there's life. And there is, you know, I think a fair amount of humour on the record.
What made you choose to cover Life's What You Make It?
Well, it seemed pertinent to me, but also I just
read a quote somewhere where I think you said that unfortunately most people want their music to be light entertainment.
Yes.
And it reminded me of another musician who once said to me that he felt that, in fact, most people didn't even like music.
I don't think it's the focus of a lot of people's attention. They don't put on records and just listen to them. They put them as background to their lives. You know, to something to listen to while you're doing something else. Whereas I can't do that, I have to sit down and just listen to it. I mean, I think when you're younger, when you're in your teens, music is a lot more important to you, or to some people, you know, and it can be a real lifesaver in the sense that it sort of expresses all these things that you aren't articulate enough to express.
So that reminds me of I remember seeing a television show about John Peel, and it was filmed while he was still with us. And somebody said that if John Peel ever reaches puberty, it will be
very good.
Yeah, and do you feel that way about music still? Like, does music still move you?
Oh yeah, very much. I mean, I often forget that it's there, but when I do listen to it, I'm always surprised by how big an effect it has on me.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And I hope that you do start to feel better soon, but I imagine...
Thanks very much.
Imagine it's a hard road.
Well, I'll get there.
Well, take care of yourself.
Any
chance of you coming to New Zealand?
You too.
Any chances of you coming to play in New Zealand, do you think?
Yes.